Blog Talk Radio.
Kind of close the doors now. Attitude. Life's not a mystery. Life is not just done. From the ground, do something with your soul. Buckle up your boots now, people. The journey's about to start. Can't delay a minute more. Flying from the heart. Mind and body love you. Your thinking becomes cold.
Well, good morning to everybody in New Zealand and this part of the whole Southern Hemisphere, and good afternoon to everybody in the Northern Hemisphere, I should say. Thank you for joining with us, Authentic You Media, Authentic You Radio. Today, we have the pleasure of introducing Angela Barrows with her new show, Clear 4 Takeoff. Angela, good day. How are you?
I'm great, thank you, Jeff, and good morning from good old New Zealand. It's just turned 6 a.m. We had daylight savings last week, so we're now an hour later, I think we are. So, yeah, good morning.
Well, exactly. We our system, folks, if you're listening to this show as an archive replay, the reason is because our system did not pick up on the time change with daylight savings in New Zealand as compared to up here where we program the shows up in North America. So we apologize for that. If you've come on live and you're getting a replay for this show within an hour, that is the reason why. But that said, we want to get on with the programming. We've got about 27 minutes for Angela to tell us about herself a little bit first, and your background, Angela, et cetera, and then why you chose to do a show called Clear for Takeoff.
Thanks, Jeff. So I've been life coaching and business coaching for the past 3 years now. I've always had an ability as a medium, clairvoyant, psychic medium. There's so many different terms. Basically, I kind of see futures of people in ways that I see them. And I just have an ability to help people move on, help people to get to the issue quite deeply so that we can really resolve it. I'm not a coach who will find the issue and leave you with it. I really believe in supporting them and coaching them through the issues that they have. And I also realize that once one issue comes up, that it always has a flow-on effect, and other issues can always come up. And issues is quite a harsh word to use when we're talking about human beings, because we are human beings. Because people have things that raise up, you know, tensions or angers or procrastination that come up, and I like to coach them through it. It's what I'm great at, and really help them develop themselves, develop the best person that they can be and that they want to be, because it's just, as you know, being a coach as well, that it's important that people want to be the person that they want to become and they know who they want to become. So I've been coaching for a while now. I absolutely love it. I love working with clients, with my current clients and also new clients. I really enjoy taking on a bit of a challenge, so stepping outside of my own comfort zone as well, which happens on a daily basis. But it's great. It's absolutely fantastic. I love what I do. Very passionate. And the reason that I wanted to have my own radio show, Jeff, is because I've known you for, about 2.5 years now, must be?
Oh, I think at least that. I think we're blessed with at least 2.5 years, Angela, yes.
Yeah. And from the moment, I suppose, that we met over Facebook, that you really inspired me, especially with our previous venture we had, and now with Authentic You Media. It's an amazing platform to be able to get my information out to people, and hopefully they will pick some pieces out that they can use on their on their life, within their life, and also share with others.
Well, thank you very much. I'm in gratitude for those humble thoughts and words that I've inspired you. I, like you, care about helping people help people. As you know, and most folks know, in fact, I didn't intro myself, actually. I'm Jeffrey Miller, also known as The Interventionist, also a partner in Authentic You Media. And we are all about authenticity, and with coaching, what we're all about, and Angela the same, along with quite a few other coaches that she and I are both in relation with, so to speak, that we work with on a regular basis, that we know, we're about guiding and helping beyond ourselves to the benefit of another. It's kind of an altruism. If you think about the word altruistic or altruism, that's what it's all about. And it's about that contribution you make to another person to help them. And we, as a society today, Angela and I have talked about this in previous radio shows that we have been on, but together, as well as in our coaching and our friendship, that many, many people today are suffering the ravages of what we call low self-esteem issues. And we hate to use the word problems, we hate to use the word issues, as Angela said. However, it is a situation at hand, is that, and we've got to start getting a grasp on it. So every time that I can see the opportunity for a coach, somebody with your caliber, Angela, and your abilities to help people and guide people, and certainly you've done that for me, in our time spent together coaching back and forth, we call cross-coaching, it's amazing. You've done phenomenal things, and I felt wonderful after talking with you with your ability to coach. And I suggest, folks, that you're going to find the same thing. You're going to see, working with Angela, listening to her in this radio show, which will debut approximately fortnightly, and to begin with, and it'll be posted on our page, Authentic You. And you will be able to work with her and get in and call in and ask questions. And then from there, book sessions with her so that you can get that guidance as well. Because I'll tell you, it's well worth it. And, you know, you've got quite a few things that you're going to be discussing on the show, Angela, as you move along after today, this being the debut of the show. Tell us more a little bit about them and what the listeners can expect in the future.
Thank you, Jeff. Jeff, I want to start off by telling you why I chose the name Claire for Takeoff.
That'd be great.
It kind of is a bit unusual. In my previous days, I used to be a tour guide around Turkey and also around Asia, so Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Thailand, and China. And one of my passions certainly is traveling. So the reason I chose Claire for Takeoff is that I think of life, I suppose, as a plane. So a plane has to be evenly balanced. It can't have too many bags on. It can't have it's got to be stable so it can take off. If it's too heavy, it can't take off. And I know that people sometimes within their body, I certainly have in the past and sometimes still do now, feel quite heavy within myself. And I know that when I have that heaviness feeling, that I've obviously got some things going on that I need to release, that I need to really take a step back and have a look at and really ask myself if that is serving me, and if it's not, what am I going to do about it? What's the process of releasing that? Also, is it that time for me to release it? So Claire for Takeoff is about standing back and really evaluating yourself, and sort of mind, body, and soul, along with, you know, working with your different brains, with your head brain, your heart brain, and your gut brain, all together to really determine if whatever you're going through at that time is useful or not. Because if it's useful, let's burn it. Let's not have it because it's not required at that time. So Claire for Takeoff is really about helping people to become more balanced and to really take check of what they have on board. Just like the airlines do when they take off, when they're flying, they know what they have in stock. So really take an account for yourself. And that's what Claire for Takeoff is. So Claire for Takeoff is my show name, obviously. And we're going to talk about such a large range of topics. Some of the topics that my next show is going to be about how to find your laugh and how to stay connected with your authentic self. Because what I find is a lot of people, they've lost their laugh, they've lost their fun that they used to have. They don't know how to laugh, how to, you know, really have that belly laugh. Jeff, you know what I mean by that, really having that belly laugh. Yeah. We have it all the time. It's that laugh when you're just on, you know, you're just about crying. It's such a fantastic relief. Such a fantastic relief. And moving on from that show, there's, you know, some of the other show titles I have is looking at your childhood. And is your future really predetermined from your childhood? Do you really know that it is? And so looking back over some of the childhood things, some of the common things, you know, we won't get too deep into it. I've had an experience actually when I was in Thailand. I was on a bus driving into the city with a fellow tour leader, and all of a sudden I had one of those aha moments when, oh my goodness, is this really what my parents were doing? I will go into that more when I have that show. Other shows, you know, talking about how to stop that mind chatter, identifying if it's your higher self or guides or spirit guides or whatever you want to call it, or is it your lower self which is in control, and finding some and providing you some ways in which you can tell if it's who's that person controlling your mind. Is it the good you? Is it the bad you? Is it in between? Is it someone else who's controlling your emotions? So are you being controlled? Who's controlling that mind chatter? And the mind chatter down to the emotional body, also down to the gut brain. And I'll talk about those later on. Also, other topics are standing in your own truth. When you get knocked down, how do you get back up? How do you find your personal truth? How do you stand in your personal truth? I had a situation recently when someone was kind of giving me a hard time about what I do and about my belief system. And I really found that I had to stand in my own truth. And I did for quite a while. And then it got to a point when no matter what you said to this person or what you did, that they weren't going to listen because they were standing in their own personal truth. So really, in this session, we're really going to look at what do you do when you have two strong people standing in their own personal truth. So we'll look at some ways on how to change that and how to create a different situation to release some of the tension as well. Other shows, talking about your intuition, your faith, your beliefs. You know, what do you follow? Who do you follow? Are you following yourself? Are you following someone else? So, Jeff, those are some of the topics that I've got. I've got many, many more topics. And it's really about it's about some different angles. I'm not going to just talk about a topic. I'm also going to give people activities and tasks that they can try over the period of the time. And they can come back and give me some feedback on how it went and any questions that they may have. So that's kind of a brief overview of Clear for Takeoff and also kind of what listeners can expect. So I'm very excited about it, Jeff.
Oh, that's fantastic, Angela, as well as am I and the staff at Authentic You Media Radio. And your friends as well. And I, again, folks, I want to tell you, if you're listening to this show, you'll probably be listening to it archived. The New Zealand time change for daylight savings bumped us an hour, and luckily Angela and I were both ready to rock and roll, and we changed the time, and we're on the air. Angela, I want to talk a little bit about the name again, Clear for Takeoff. As a lot of people know, and those that don't, I've been a pilot for many years. And when I get into a situation where I'm at what we call a controlled airport, which is the metaphor you're using, which is really, really great. I love it. We have to wait for the control tower to tell us that we are clear for takeoff, that everything is in check, everything is right. And as you say, you know, the aircraft all set to go. You get all that done. You're getting ready to go out. You get the radio frequencies are all tuned correctly, so the tower transfers you, and then you go to what they call departure. And you get onto with another controller, and then they clear you of that controlled airspace. And that's all part of what you're saying, which is very, very good. Another very good point to bring up as far as, you know, the metaphor of clear for takeoff is that an aircraft always takes off into the wind. And people say, well, what do you mean by into the wind? Into the wind because that's where you get the maximum amount of lift. You've got a headwind coming at the nose of the airplane. You're approaching that. You'd think, well, why wouldn't you go the other way? Well, no. You want to get the maximum amount of lift under those wings as quickly as possible, so you use less runway and you clear the ground. You clear yourself to take off with more wind under those wings. So therefore, if you think of life and what we all go through, you know, in our minds and what we experience, that we are constantly in the wind. We're constantly running head first into the wind. And people take that as a negative. But if you think about it in this metaphor, as you have named your show very eloquently, it's actually a positive, it's not a negative, that life is full of these into-the-wind situations. It's like, you know, I gotta hunker down, I gotta put my head forward, and I just gotta bow against the wind. When, you know, when there's a real stormy day, and you're trying to keep from getting drenched and blown away, walking across the road or the walkway or whatever, you're in the wind. You're in the wind, and life is like that as a metaphor. Life is constantly about what we are experiencing, who we're experiencing it with, and what are we looking at when we look at it in our own mind's eye. So I love the name of the show. It's really great, Clear for Takeoff, because this will, folks, get you squared away. It's going to get you thinking on a metaphoric value about, oh, I have to have everything correct to take off. I have to be into the wind because I'm always in the wind. And how do I deal with things in the wind? And it makes things a little different when you control an aircraft into the wind versus with a tailwind. So all good stuff. That's great, Angela. I love the name.
And as also, Jeremy, when you have taken off, you know, as you're gliding along, cruising along, I'm not sure of the terminology of it, there's so many instruments you need to be checking. You need to be consciously aware of all the aspects, like you said, the wind. There's so many aspects. You can't just go into an unconscious state. You always have to be conscious of your surroundings because you have other people, obviously, that you're carrying. And there are so many elements to look at. It's not just sitting there and flying the plane. So it is a continuous. It's not just a takeoff. Oh, yes, here we go.
That's a very good point, very, very good point, because we do have to be conscious, specifically in flying, yes. We are constantly checking. We do what we call the circular scan, and we're constantly looking at the panel and looking outside and then back to the panel and then looking back outside. And a good pilot never stops doing that. And, of course, today's modern aircraft, you know, we could talk about that future in future shows. What do you do to get your life on autopilot? You know, when you have an autopilot and you get up and you clear the airspace, you can touch the button, set in all the distances and where you're going versus, you know, they do it with GPS now, which is kind of a different thing from when I learned to fly. We had to do it what we call seat of the pants, dead reckoning is what they called it. Pilotage and dead reckoning. You had to actually fly the airplane. It was you against the wind. Nowadays, it's a little different. Autopilots or whatever,
yes,
but still. What do you need to do to put your life on autopilot? Can you put your life on autopilot? Yes and no. And there's some really good points about that. You know, again, speaking from metaphoric value, but very good points. I mean, you've got to get up there and you've got to be conscious and cognizant of what's going on all the time.
Yep.
And life like that as well.
And also, Jeff, it's about choosing the right moment, isn't it? Because if you choose the wrong moment, yes, it's all about timing. As well.
Well, timing is an amazing thing, and sometimes we think things are at the wrong time when actually they're at the right time. And you know,
yes.
Some people say, "Oh, that's karma," you know, this, that, the other thing. Well, you know, it's like somebody saying, "Oh boy, I made a mistake. It was an accident." Well, there's a whole bunch of ways of looking at that now from a level of consciousness. You know, was it a mistake? Does everything not happen for a reason? And I'm sure you'll get into a lot of discussion about that as time goes on in the future as well. So all good
stuff.
That
is another topic that I have. Yes, is your life predetermined? So some, you know, in the spiritual arena, some people think that they come in with soul contracts. Has your life been determined before you came into this life? And if it is, let's look at some ways when you can create what you want, because we've all heard of the law of attraction and creating what you want out of your life, because no one else is living your life apart from you. And if someone else, is your, living your life, let's change that.
That's very, very true. And I guess that boils down to what level of consciousness somebody is actually at. And it's got a lot to do with ego, folks. Unfortunately, you know, say, well, you know, we're entitled to a little bit of ego. Yes. Yes. You know, as a spiritual being in a human form, you have a little bit of ego that goes on. There's no question. However, as you start to recognize the different levels of consciousness, you'll find that ego has really no place. None at all. And, you know, that's I'm sure, going to be a very, very, very good topic of discussion. And I expect you're going to have those phones ringing as time goes on here, Angela.
Fantastic. I'm sure I will. I'm sure that some people may not agree with some things that I say. And I really want to encourage people, that the listeners, that if they don't agree with what I'm saying, please tell me. Please get in contact with me. Ring me. I'd love to continue the discussions that we have, because the show is only going to be half an hour to begin with. And I would love people to ring me and tell me, oh, I have a different opinion, because it's all about other, it's all about humans living on the earth. And I understand and know that we all have our different opinions. And that's what I love, that I don't want anyone to follow me. I want people to stand beside me and we all walk together, because everyone is so unique. I don't want people to follow me. I don't want people to hang on my every word. And I find when clients start doing this, when I hear them start saying things like, well, Angela said to do this, so I have to do this. And at that point, that is when I will have a talk to them, because they need to be following themselves, not whatever I say to them. And because I'm not going to be anyone's guru, and I just want to put that across. because as soon as it starts happening, I will talk to them and put them straight, and maybe go through some other interventions with them to get them to look deeper. Because if they're following me, I obviously haven't done the best job that I could. So that's some of my concerns. And I think, you know, Jeff, coming back to the ego thing that you were just talking about before, some coaches and inspirational speakers, well, actually motivational speakers, you know, we can motivate people, we can try to motivate people, but at the end of the day, it's their life, and if they're not going to get up and move, all we're doing is motivating them. Motivating people can only last for the time that they're in your presence. So it's more about inspiring people, really inspiring people to get up and to make and to want to take some action to really progress forward into the life that they want. Empowering you, my business name, which I go under, it's, you know, empowering you is really about dreaming your dream and really fulfilling the reality of their dream. And that is something that I stand by so closely. It's about your dream. What is your dream? I put a post up on Facebook the other day about, you know, do you know what your dream is? Are you living your dream? Did you live your dream? Did you work towards your dream today? Yesterday? Are you going to work towards your dream today or tomorrow or next week, next month, next year? When are you going to work towards your dream? So those are some really important things that people, and I've been in the same place that I've lost, and sometimes I lose focus on, but I always come back to that focus, because I know it's so important, and I feel that when I'm not living my purpose, that I don't feel right. I get that heavy, unbalanced feeling, and I can't take off. I'm human. We all go through that. So this show is going to be about finding ways to release some of that baggage so we can clear ourselves for takeoff.
That's excellent. A couple of points you valid, very, very, very good points amongst many you've made. Number one, I feel that challenge is actually good, and I think it brings everybody to a point of a level of understanding. Somebody can be steadfast in their belief that their thought process is right and not be open up, unfortunately, to any type of change, which might, in fact, help them. And there's an old motto kicking around out there in my end of the business in human needs psychology says if something is going to change, then something has to change. And life is all about change. Everything around us is changing on a moment-by-second basis. It's just amazing if we could actually be still enough to see it. Everything moves. Everything changes. The vibration that's set is amazing. That's one part of it. The other thing is when you're talking about, again, bringing it back to the metaphor of clearing yourself for takeoff is a wonderful, wonderful thing. But I think people have to realize that when they don't feel right about something, they need to look at the why. What is it about what that person's saying is really, really, really getting them? What is it that's bothering them about that? What reflection can they bring upon themselves? They go, no, I don't agree with that. And it is your belief structure. It's your choice. But it's good to be open and humble enough to admit, you know what, I want to listen to what this other person has to say. And then maybe I can take something from it and learn by it, which is really good.
Absolutely. I'm coming back to the choices. I have a poster on my wall. I'll just read it to you so I can see it from here. It's choices, changes, and chances. You must make a choice to take a chance or your life will never change. It's very true. You know, we choose to live the life that we want. We choose what we eat. We choose the car that we drive. But, I mean, understanding that there are factors that also control us to control that. However, you know, today I want you to really be a bit more conscious about what choices are you making. You know, when you're standing there looking at the chocolate biscuits, do you really need that chocolate biscuit? You can choose to have it, but, you know, do you really need to have it? When you're going shopping to buy a new dress or something, you know, really think, am I going shopping because am I bored, or do I really want it, or am I doing it to make myself feel good? Because, actually, one of my trainers, the thing that he always said, my trainer Mark, he always said, you know, let me tell you the secret. People, everything that people do, they do to make themselves feel happy. If it's a negative thing, it still makes themselves feel happy. If it's a positive thing, it makes themselves feel happy. So everything we do in this life, we do to make ourselves feel happy. So today, really be conscious and see if what you're doing in that moment is making you happy. But is it really making you happy? You can think it makes you happy, but do you really feel it deep down making yourself happy?
That's fantastic.
I understand we only have a couple minutes left.
Why don't we give folks your contact information, Angela, is to get in touch with you between now and the next show if they've got any questions in particular they want to contact you with.
Sure, fantastic. So today I'm going to be releasing my page Clear for Takeoff on Facebook, so please get in contact with me there or my Empowering You page, which will also be released today. Alternatively, you can find me on Facebook as well, Angela Barrow. So three options to come and talk to me with. Those are the best ones. If you would like to talk more, we can organise a Skype session and we can go from there.
That sounds absolutely excellent. Well, folks, we've got a minute worth of show left, and I want to thank you all for being with us on the debut show of Clear for Takeoff with Angela Barrows from New Zealand. Worldwide broadcasting today. We're very happy to have you with us. I'm sure as a lot of me mentioned earlier, you're probably listening to us archived, and we want to thank you for listening to I'm saying my own show, Angela, Clear for Takeoff with Angela on Authentic You Media. Thanks, folks, and have a beautiful, beautiful day, whatever part of this beautiful world you're in, and think about that. Angela, thanks so much, and we will see you the next show.
We will, Jeff. Thank you, and I'm really excited about it. And thank you so much for the opportunity, Jeff. And thanks for just being a really, really good friend. Such an amazing person.
Thank you, Angela. Same to you. And, folks, that is the truth. Thank you very, very much for being with us, and have a lovely day. Bye-bye.